We have a special guest in the studios this morning. We've been telling you off and on over the last week that we'd have a special guest and a special announcement with the Lord's Cupboard. We welcome Laura Cohn into the studios. She's the director of the Lord's Cupboard, the only food pantry serving Fairfield and Jefferson County. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Well, first of all, let's real quickly, for those who don't know about the Lord's Cupboard, let's give them a little update, elevator pitch on who and what you are as the Lord's Cupboard.
Yep, the Lord's Cupboard is the only emergency food pantry in Jefferson County. So we serve emergency food supplies to low-income families who need food assistance.
And for those of you who have made a donation or at times have needed to take advantage of the generosity of those in the community through the Lord's Cupboard, you know they're located on B Street, just a block behind us here off the square, in a small little building. And that's kind of the starting, jumping-off point. So let's talk about the big announcement, the Lord's Cupboard's big announcement.
Yes, our current building is very small, very little, very cramped. And so our big announcement today is that we have been able to save up enough money to purchase a bigger building here in Fairfield. We closed yesterday on the Sunshine Laundry building on North 4th Street.
On 4th Street. All right. So that building, how many square feet is that? What are we operating in now?
Right now, we're operating in about 1,100 square feet.
And that will expand to how much?
It's about 3,500 square feet over at the Sunshine Laundry.
3,500 square feet. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other amenities that is great about that building. Of course, there needs to be a lot of renovation. So let's talk about what's going to happen this going forward from here, now that the building's been secure.
Yep. Basically, we're going to have to tear everything out and start fresh to make it, a food pantry. It's been a laundromat, and it's not suitable for storing food in right now, so we'll have to start over. We have secured local contractor Steve Kramer as our contractor for the job, and one of my board members, Jim Flinspaugh, has agreed to manage that remodeling project, so that's wonderful.
Again, in the genesis of this program or this project, but what are some of the added benefits of having this new building?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously space. Yesterday was such a great example. I wish we had had video cameras there. We had a couple of large donations come in, one right after the other, and when that happens, we are literally tripping over the donations in order to serve the clients that day, you know, doing crazy yoga poses and contortionist things to try to work around the food that is in our way until we have time to put it away. So that'll be just really huge to have more space for deliveries to happen and to have room to, you know, for those donations to be out of our way until we have time to put them away on the shelves. And also, speaking of shelves, there will be just plain more room for food storage. One of the things at the current space is that all of the sort of extra backup food has to be stored way back at the back of our long, skinny building, which means that it then needs to be constantly carried up to the rooms, which is my job. And I have to say, my muscles are getting pretty good here, but it will be much more convenient to be able to do a lot of that food storage right in the distribution rooms.
I think the obvious thing when you pull up to the what will be the new facility would be parking and access.
The parking is going to be fantastic, yes. Now, we will need somebody to plow that lot for us, so just putting that out there in case anybody wants to donate that service.
We just got through the holidays. One of the big things that Lord's Cupboard does over the holidays, I don't know the total number, there was over 500 holiday boxes went out through the families in Jefferson County. Mm-hmm. Will this facility enable you to now do all that in-house instead of the Nazarene Center?
I don't think so. It's, you know, the Nazarene Center is still much bigger than this facility is and has that nice, big, wide, open sort of warehouse space where we can do that, that assembly line with filling the boxes. However, this building will allow us to have much better storage for setting back the food for the Christmas boxes, which we do from starting in late August through December when the food boxes are distributed.
Again, we're talking with Laura Cohn, director of the Lord's Cupboard, and again, the announcement today is the Lord's Cupboard has secured a new location, the Sunshine Laundry Building on 4th Street here in Fairfield. Before we start talking about a timeline and how others can become involved, you mentioned something at one of the last board meetings that you've started sort of a little side thing with the Lord's Cupboard where you're collecting or taking donations of maybe blankets, basic house goods. good items in case there's a need there. This will give you another opportunity to even expand on that, won't it?
Yes, I'm really excited about that. Right now, we just sort of have those household goods shoved here and there wherever we have a little space.
I guess an example would be there was a house fire over the weekend,
yep.
and some, you know, this would be an opportunity or a source for someone to get a few bare necessities.
Absolutely. We have blankets and dishes and pots and pans and, you know, just love to have that stuff available for people who just need a few things to even be able to live from day to day.
All right. So the new building's been secured. Now let's talk about a timeline. When will we start seeing some movement over there as far as construction, demolition, and reconstruction? And what is the timeline?
Yeah, so things actually will start today. We're going to have our contractor will be over there with a plumber. Luke Yeagan is going to be over there getting everything prepared for the men who are going to show up tomorrow to remove the washers and dryers that are in there. So that's the first step, obviously, is getting those old washers and dryers out of there. I'm happy to say that Dexter Laundry is assisting us by taking care of that, and we sure do appreciate that. And then from then, the next couple of steps will be jackhammering the concrete pedestals that those machines are sitting on the floor. And then one of the very first things that we need to do is replace the flat roof with a hip roof. And from there, we'll be able to start remodeling in earnest.
Obviously, the main budget line item was securing the building.
Yep.
Now going forward, what sort of budget is the Lord's Cover looking at for the remodel? And I am assuming there will be now a fundraising campaign starting to help defer some of that cost.
Yes, thankfully, this is a very forward-thinking board and has been for a long time. They've been setting money back to purchase this building for many years. So as the current director, I'm really glad that they've done that. We did have enough money set back to purchase the building, and so we're just going to need the public's help with fundraising for remodeling. So we're looking at a budget of somewhere around $125,000 for the remodel. Could be less. We're trying to obviously save money wherever we can. We don't have a final bid on that yet. They're working on that probably as we speak. And the timeline is looking like we'll be able to move in somewhere toward the end of the summer. So in terms of fundraising for the remodel, we have a really exciting program that has been offered to us right now. The nice folks over at the Jefferson County Farm Bureau have announced that they are running a match program for us. They will match dollar for dollar every donation that is brought into their building up to $10,000. So that runs through March 18th. The dollar for dollar match is that they will match literally donations that walk into their office over on North 28th Street just west of Walmart.
Is that only the cash donations, or are they matching comparable food donations as well?
This is just cash.
Cash donations,
yep.
All right.
Yep.
So this is an opportunity, if you're so inclined, to double your donation, effectively double the amount of money that you're giving if you give it through Farm Bureau. Now, again, the Lord's Cupboard is a 501c3, so it's a tax deductible.
Yep.
Talk to your tax preparer or your financial advisor about how maybe your give can benefit not only the Lord's Cupboard, but maybe you at the end of the tax season. So, well, it's very exciting news, and I think it's very exciting that you closed yesterday, and today is they're actually in the building doing some stuff.
Yeah. Getting a jump on it.
All right.
No reason to wait, I guess. Huh?
How long has this project been in the motions?
Oh gosh. I mean, I really started thinking about it and taking some baby steps toward it as soon as I started at the Lord's Cupboard 3 years ago. But I guess the looking for the building and things like that have been happening in earnest for, six months, 9 months, something like that.
I think one of the more exciting things is now you operate the food pantry through a couple of deep freezes.
Mm-hmm.
The new location will enable you to get a walk-in freezer to mm-hmm. expand what you're doing with the cold storage.
Yeah, that's really a bigger deal than people might realize. Right now, the situation we have is that Walmart, through the Feeding America program, donates meat that's about to go out of date. Well, obviously, this meat needs to be frozen, right? So right now, we just have a few household chest-type freezers, and that's limited space, obviously. So if we get big donations or if we have someone else coming in with a frozen donation, we actually sometimes have to turn those donations away just simply due to lack of freezer space. Well, then at other times of year, we have nothing in the freezers and we have no meat to offer to people. So the walk-in freezer will give us a way to even that out and hopefully have meat on more days of the year.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but on an average, on a weekly basis or maybe a monthly basis, how many people are being served through the Lord's Cupboard?
Well, we distribute about 500 orders a month. There are two different levels of service. Clients can come in once a quarter for what we call a full food order. So that's a grocery cart full of food and supplies that are meant to stock your pantry. So that's once a quarter. We do about 150 of those orders a month. And then we do about 350 weekly orders. We call them bread orders. So that would be a couple of packages of bread, which Fairfield Hy-Vee donates on a daily basis. And then we try to include a package of meat with those weekly orders.
We just got through the holidays. Everybody's feeling very philanthropic. Is this a downtime for donations for the Lord's Cupboard?
It definitely is a downtime. I would say year-end is the biggest time for donations. And so right now we have...
Is there a greater need now through springtime?
The beginning of the year is a really busy time, but the other thing about the springtime is that we're also needing to ramp up for our summertime loaf program, which is actually an extremely busy time of year.
All right. Well, again, we'll have more on this as it progresses, as the Lord's Cupboard is going to be moving into a new location, maybe towards mid to late summer, hopefully, at the Sunshine Laundry location on 4th Street. We'll get you more information on how you can make a donation. By the way, the Lord's Cupboard is located at 106 North, 54 North B Street, also at P.O. Box 343 here in Fairfield. You might want to make a donation. Is there a way to denote on your donation you want it to go through the construction program or into a general fund? Should people do that? Or would you advise right now everything go through Farm Bureau that way to maximize the gift?
Yeah, absolutely. I would really love, if somebody's over on the west end of town, drop that donation by the Farm Bureau office, because let's take advantage of that $10,000 they're offering.
All right. Exciting news by the Lord's Cupboard, moving to a larger facility sometime in 2016. Lord, thanks for your time.
Thank you.